Hello and welcome to episode 30 of Inspiration Sounds, the weekly radio show and podcast that dramatizes the stories written by Sri Chinmoy. Now this week, I thought we would do a few stories that in some way or another contain birds. Now they say that birds probably evolved from the dinosaurs, with the oldest known fossil bird dating from around 150 million years ago. Suffice to say, that bird is now extinct. And now, given the thousands of varieties of birds, the many colours, shapes and sizes, and the multitude of countries that they inhabit, one cannot help but ask questions about these fascinating creatures. For instance, you might ask, why do birds fly south for the winter? Well, that's because it's too far to walk. And why does a flamingo stand on one leg? Well, listeners, if they lifted that leg off the ground, they would fall down, and that would be rather silly. Anyway, let's get started with today's episode. I've selected two tales for you, Heimbudsumudranox, and these are the stories from the heart of the world. Brahma tries to illumine Vishwamitra and Vashishta. Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsumudranox. The sage Vashishta meditated underwater for 12 years. He wanted to become the most powerful person spiritually. When he came out of the water, he saw that his dearest disciple, Harishchandra, was in serious trouble. The sage Vishwamitra had come to Harishchandra's palace and asked him to do certain things. Because Harishchandra could not fulfill his promises, he had to leave his kingdom, sell his wife and child, and take up work as an undertaker. When Vashishta saw that Harishchandra was undergoing so much suffering, he cursed Vishwamitra. "My dearest king is suffering at your hands. You are so cruel. I curse you. You will become a bird." In reply, Vishwamitra pronounced a curse on Vashishta. "You will immediately become a bird also." Oh God, both of them became huge birds and they started fighting in the sky. While flapping their wings, they were destroying trees, houses, everything. The whole of creation was being smashed to pieces because they were fighting so ruthlessly. When Brahma saw the destruction that was being wrought by these two huge birds, he decided to do something. He clipped their wings so that they could no longer fly. Although they could not fly, the two birds continued to fight face to face on the ground. Their fury showed no signs of abating. Brahma observed them once again and said, "What I have done is not enough. Without wings, they are still bent on destroying each other. I can see my entire creation will be destroyed in the process. I have to do something more." Brahma meditated for thousands of years to acquire power, and finally he was able to transform the two birds back into human beings. When they took the form of men once more, Brahma addressed them. "Are you not ashamed of yourselves? You cursed each other to become birds, and then you fought ruthlessly. You were destroying the whole world because of your personal quarrel. Now at least remain as two ordinary human beings. Even ordinary human beings do not fight the way you have fought. I am not asking you to become saints. Just become decent human beings." In this way, Brahma tried to illumine the sages. They embraced each other and promised to desist from fighting. Unfortunately, their truce did not last. Afterwards, the two sages once again resumed fighting. Most people say that Vashishta had the higher wisdom, while others say that he started the whole thing. Each sage has his own supporters. Although they were both great, neither one had conquered anger. One Smart Dog for Sale. Written by Shreecha Moy, dramatized by Butsamudra Knox. There were two friends. One friend was very rich. The other was not so rich. His name was Abhoy. The one who had money power was extremely haughty. He thought that he could buy the whole world with his money power. Abhoy told him again and again, "Do not be so cocksure. You cannot buy everything." But the rich friend insisted, "I can buy anything." One day, both of them were going to the market separately, and they met on the way. Abhoy was not actually poor, but in comparison to his rich friend, he seemed poor. Anyway, Abhoy had a dog. The dog was very nice looking and very, very smart. Abhoy's rich friend said, "Your dog is so nice and smart. Can I not buy it?"
"Yes, you can buy it," Abhoy said.
The rich friend offered him 200 rupees, but Abhoy said,
200 rupees? How can I sell you my dog for 200 paltry rupees?"
"I have offered you more than enough. Now hand over the dog."
"No, this is my most faithful dog. I am not going to sell it for even one paisa less than 700 rupees."
In India, 700 rupees is like $700. The rich man said,
700 rupees for your dog? Who wants to buy your dog for 700 rupees?
Abhoy replied, "Then you do not have to buy it. I am asking you to buy my dog. You were the one who was eager to buy my dog."
The rich friend said,
"Be reasonable. I have offered you 200 rupees, which is more than enough."
"I am extremely reasonable. I am always reasonable. I can easily sell this dog for 700 rupees."
"I will give you 200 rupees if you can sell that dog to anybody for 700 rupees.
200 rupees you will give me? All right, I will sell my dog, and you will be the witness. Then you have to give me 200 rupees."
The rich friend replied,
"When did I ever tell you a lie? I will definitely give you 200 rupees if you can sell this silly dog for 700.
The two of them went to the market, and Abhoy led the way to his uncle's pet shop. Inside was a cage containing several most beautiful parrots. Abhoy said to the owner,
Uncle, look, your parrots are so beautiful. I have never seen such beautiful birds in my life. Where did you get them from?"
Then Abhoy and his uncle started talking about the history of the parrots, their markings, colours, and so on. At last, Abhoy said,
"I think you should get at least 350 rupees for each parrot."
His uncle looked at him.
"How will I get 350 rupees?" he asked. "Who will buy a bird for 350 rupees?
Abhoy said, "Why do you have to sell them at a cheaper price? They are such beautiful birds. I tell you, someone should buy each one for 350 rupees. All right, since I am so fond of these birds, I would like to buy the two birds from you. Will you sell them to me for 700 rupees?
His uncle got the shock of his life. He immediately said,
"Why not? Where can I find another person who will pay this price?"
He was eager to sell them at that very moment. Before Abhoy gave his uncle the money, he said,
"There is one condition. If I buy your birds for 700 rupees, are you going to buy my dog for 700 rupees?
My dog is so smart and healthy. His uncle at once agreed. He said, I like your dog very much. I will definitely buy it for 700 rupees. I deeply appreciate your dog.
Then a boy said, now let us exchange. I will give you my 700 rupees because I liked your birds first.
So he gave 700 rupees to his uncle, and his uncle gave him the two birds. Apoy was so pleased. Then he said, now you have to keep your promise. You are supposed to buy my dog.
Certainly, said his uncle. I really like this dog.
The uncle took the dog and returned the 700 rupees to Apoy. Meanwhile, the rich friend had observed the entire exchange. He saw that Apoy had fulfilled the terms of their agreement. Apoy said to his friend, since I was able to sell my dog for 700 rupees, now you must give me 200 rupees. The rich friend had to agree that he had lost the bet. This was not the end of the story. The funniest thing is that after the transaction was completed and a boy was going home with the two birds, his dog started following him. Apoy's uncle was chasing it, crying, now I am your owner. You have to stay with me. Come back, doggy. Apoy said to his uncle, I am telling you, you are now the rightful owner. I am not denying it. But what am I going to do? You take your dog and go home. But the dog did not want to go home with the new owner. Apoy said, what am I going to do now? You take it. I have absolutely no objection. You have paid me for it. All right. I tell you frankly, your two birds are not worth even 50 rupees. But I am generous. I will give you 100 rupees for the birds and keep my dog. So Apoy gave 100 rupees for the two birds and said, now we are all happy. I have the birds, you have 100 rupees, and I have my dog back.
You have been listening to episode 30 on Inspiration Sounds. I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, you can check out these stories for yourself, if you wish, at Sri Chinmoy Library. com. And online there are over 1,500 books written by Sri Chinmoy for you to peruse at your own leisure. Now next week on Inspiration Sounds, we will do some stories from the Mahabharata, that great Indian epic. Now, we shall not be doing the entire book, for it is rather long. However, Sri Chinmoy has written some very nice incidents in his own hand, and those are the ones that I wish to relate to you next week. There's quite a few to choose from, so we'll just do two or three, but suffice to say, the Mahabharata is full of heroism, tragedy, love, honour, and all of those sorts of things. So, I hope you'll join me next week. But for this episode, which was a feature on birds, we must bring it all to a close now. And I hope you have a great week. But until next time, I'm Boots Mojo Knox, and these were the stories from the heart of the world.